Now for our story. It was after supper at Aunt Mary Lane's farm, a supper which tonight had been a special festive occasion. The first time Bill Meade had been invited to a meal since his marriage to Kit, Ben Calvert's spoiled daughter. But that marriage had been legally dissolved the previous day, and Aunt Mary, knowing how lonely the young man must be, had invited him to spend the evening, much to Lefty Larkin's disgust. But now dinner is over, the dishes washed up, and Peggy and Bill have gone outside to the front porch. In the living room of the farmhouse, Aunt Mary and her son Randy sit contentedly in front of the fireplace. Lefty, however, is anything but peaceful. He appears to be restless and uneasy. Now he prowls over to the window for the third time, and Aunt Mary says,
"Lefty, whatever is the matter with you?"
"Yeah, you've been stalking around like a caged lion."
"I was just wondering if the weather's going to change. I think it's going to rain."
"Rain? Oh, Lefty, there's not a cloud in the sky."
"Just the same, you never can tell."
"What's the matter, Lefty? You worrying about your delphinium?"
"Shucks, no. They're going to be fine. A whole lot better than some people's I could mention."
"Oh, Lefty."
"Hey, Randy, what are you doing here with the old folks? Why don't you go out and join Peggy and Bill?"
"Are you kidding?"
"No, I'm not."
"Don't you think I'd be a little silly? Bill and Peggy don't want me hanging around."
"Now, listen, you're Peggy's cousin, and, well, if there's any moon-gazing going on, you ought to be with her."
"Lefty, didn't you ever hear the expression, three's a crowd?"
"I know what's bothering you, Lefty, and I think you're being very foolish. As I told you tonight before dinner,
Darn it, Aunt Mary, you can't say I didn't behave at dinner. My gosh, I practically tripped over myself being polite to the guy tonight."
"Yes, Lefty, I could see you were trying. But you were making such an obvious effort that it was pretty evident you only felt you were doing a duty."
"Oh, so that's it. I wondered what was eating you, Lefty. You were so darn polite. I thought you weren't feeling well."
"You mean by that the only time I act decent is when I'm on my last legs?"
"Oh, no, not exactly, pal. But you don't usually fall all over yourself. You offered Bill the sugar three times. The poor guy was so grateful for the attention, he didn't dare refuse. He accepted every time."
"Oh, poor Bill. I happen to know he doesn't take sugar in his coffee as a rule."
"Yeah."
"That serves him right. I hope it was like syrup."
"Oh."
"Lefty, do you know what you remind me of? A little boy."
"Oh, Aunt Mary, you know how I feel about Bill Meade. How I've felt all along. I don't approve of the way he's treated Peggy. And I thought it was all over and done with."
"That's what none of us but Peggy and Bill can be sure about, Lefty. And I feel we shouldn't interfere."
"But why not? Why should we stand around and let Peggy ruin her life?"
"Oh, Lefty, nobody wants that. I want Peggy to be happy, find the life that suits her every bit as much as you do."
"Then why don't we tell Bill Meade to go peddle his paper somewhere else? Peggy's been getting along fine since he's been out of her life."
"Lefty, Bill hasn't been out of Peggy's life, really. I mean, if he was in her mind at all."
"Well, she's engaged to Nicholas Dorn, isn't she? Doesn't that mean she'd forgotten Bill?"
"But their wedding was postponed, remember? And it's a good thing, it seems to me."
"I don't see it like that. I'm darned if I do."
"Well, I'm inclined to agree with Mom, Lefty. I admit, I don't know either Bill or Nicholas Dorn very well. But from what I do know of them, though, they're both on the square. And from that standpoint, Peggy's pretty safe, whichever choice she makes. Except that it's important for her to marry a guy she's in love with. And as Mom says, that's something only Peggy can decide."
"But she has decided, I tell you. She chose Nicholas."
"I'm not so sure. She may have had reasons. After all, when she got engaged to Nicholas, Bill's affairs were still snafu. Don't forget that. Now he's beginning to get himself organized. And Lefty, a man has a right to make mistakes once in a while, if he realizes them and tries to make up for them."
"That's right, Randy. I agree with you."
"Ah, what's the use? Everybody's against me."
"Oh, no, don't feel that way, Lefty. Just because Mom and I happen to see things more or less the same way. It's my opinion that Peggy's still nuts about Bill. And if she is..."
"There's no point in talking about if she is, she's not."
"Well, then what are you worried about?"
Well, even if she is in love with him, that's all the more reason why Aunt Mary shouldn't have asked him out here tonight. It's like handing him something on a silver platter. Now that he's got his divorce, he'll start all over again with Peggy. Just when everything was going fine."
"But, Lefty, things haven't been going so fine as you seem to think."
"They've been a whole lot better than they were the last 6 months. Maybe you've forgotten how unhappy Peggy was when Bill pulled all the shenanigans. I haven't."
"No, Lefty, I remember. But when Bill told Peggy why he'd been forced to behave as he did, all her bitterness was dissolved. Since then, she's had nothing but friendliness for him. I believe Bill loves Peggy deeply and sincerely.
He's taken a very screwy way to show it from what I've seen.
And I'm very much inclined to believe Peggy loves Bill just as deeply. Of course, it's too soon to tell. But keeping them apart wouldn't be the answer.
You're right, Mom. You ought to know that, Lefty. Why, it's the worst thing you can do. Look what happened to Romeo and Juliet.
Well, let's leave Shakespeare out of this. I'm talking about Peggy Douglas, my own Aunt Mary's niece, and the nicest, sweetest little girl in the whole darn world.
Oh, nobody will argue with you on that, pal.
There's no doubt about how any of us feel about Peggy. We all want her to be happy. And as I just said, it's too early to tell just what will happen. Maybe that Lefty's right in one sense. It may be it's impossible for those two young people to find their way back to what they had originally. So much has happened in between.
Well, I don't know, Mom. You know I'm not the sentimental type, but it seems to me when people really fall for each other, it sort of cancels out everything else.
Yes.
Sure. Take a thing, well, as big as the war, for instance. Now, I talked to a lot of guys when I was overseas. Some of them had been on the verge of marrying some girl they were in love with when the war broke out. A lot of times, they'd both decided it would be better to wait. Well, it's pretty tough to do that. And yet, I've had letters from quite a few of my buddies since I got back, and most of the girls waited, because they were really in love. Three of the fellas I knew have married since they came back. Now they're very happy.
It makes me feel happy to think of it, Randy.
So, if the thing is real, well, it looks to me as if Peggy and Bill might just as well go ahead, if they are in love with each other. And they're lucky. They don't have to wait.
But you see, Randy, this case is a little different. Bill's having married Kit and all that. It's bound to have had some effect on Peggy. And it isn't just the marriage, either. Remember, there's a child to be considered, too.
Yeah, that's so.
We can't be sure how Peggy feels about the baby.
I forgot about that, to tell you the truth. But I think I do know how she feels. Pretty sensitive.
Why wouldn't she? Peggy doesn't want to get her life all tied down, taking care of another woman's child.
But the child was awarded to Kit, wasn't he? That's what you said, Mom.
Yes, Randy, but still... You know, I talked to Bill today when I invited him to dinner.
Well, what did he say about it?
Bill said he felt he should keep trying to get custody of the baby.
Even after the baby was given to Kit by the judge? Or whoever it is who decides those things?
Yes. And I understand why Bill feels that way. His own son.
Well, I guess it makes sense. I wouldn't know. It does look sort of funny, though, after he's finally gotten his freedom. He must know it could do him no good with Peggy.
That's why I think it's too early to say what will happen.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're right. And yet, if they are in love...
This whole conversation gives me a pain. All this talk about Bill. It seems to me we've been arguing the pros and cons about Bill Meade since the beginning of time. Getting so I can't even stand his name. It's always poor Bill this, poor Bill that. I wish the guy'd go back to Oregon or wherever he came from. We'll never have any peace around here until he does.
Lefty, it's something that has to be discussed. What would you have us do?
All I know is I want Peggy to be happy. And for my money, she never will be if she gets tangled up with Bill Meade again.
Three people, all devoted to Peggy Douglas, wanting her happiness, and yet differing as to how that happiness might be brought about. Aunt Mary, who brought the girl up since she was a youngster, Randy Lane, her cousin, who feels more like an older brother, and Lefty Larkin, who knows the young girl to be his own daughter, though he has kept the secret for many years. And only time will reveal which of the three is right.